Good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening. Whenever you're listening to it, good insert time of day here. Hey, I'm John Rabin. Welcome to Still Sober. If you're a sober person, hope you're staying sober. If you're not a sober person, hope you're staying sane, right? I'm on, just finished my fifth treatment of my BCG treatments for the bladder tumor that I've had pop up twice. So things are going well. And I would like to talk about that because it's something that came up. We'll get to that. Let me get to that in a second. First, let me just say I got another stupid. This is not a real newspaper. I don't know what the U.S. Sun is. That's not a real newspaper. Fears of serial killer dubbed the Rainy Street Ripper. Yeah, okay, look. The Jack the Ripper was a serial killer who killed five people, which is hilarious if you think about it. It's like five. Jesus. But Ripper was a good name because it was a knife. Nobody's being knifed. So if you want to call it the Rainy Street Drowner, here in Austin, the fear of a serial killer, because of all the people that have died over a 3-year period, either by drowning or by being in the lake, which is really the Colorado River, that then turns into Lady Bird Lake. I don't know how that works. I know that I did this last week, but I wanted to add one thing that my wife brought up about that, because almost everybody who's been found dead are all dudes. And I was talking about how, like, well, it could be a mysterious serial killer that gets people to drown in the water without any sign of a struggle or any wounds or bruises on their body. Or it could be that it's a big body of water that stretches over a large space around numerous bars and nightlife, you know, mere block or two blocks away from bars and nightlife. So, could be that. Could be the alcohol. And my wife brought up a point that not only, because they're all dudes, when you're drunk, you're walking around. Guys go off into the dark somewhere to go take a piss, basically. They go pee because they can, because they've been drinking. It's like, I'm just going to go around the corner. And then, I mean, like, I didn't even think about that. That makes more sense than a serial killer. But people are still going to go, oh, I think there's really a serial killer. I like how they interviewed one bartender who wished to remain anonymous. They want to hide, thinks that, okay, one bartender. Great. One bartender. It's like, I don't know what's killing these guys. Do you want another one? Would you like another shot? Would you like a shot? How about an Irish car bomb? I don't know why people keep ending up in the water dead. Do you want some Jaeger? How about a Red Bull with vodka? Another Red Bull with vodka? I don't know what's causing these people to end up dead. Round for the table. Round for the all right. Anyway, I just forgotten about that one thing. So last week, I got after I did the podcast, like, talked about how hard I worked unloading trucks and unloading a truck and stuff at work. I weakened myself and I got sick. Like, I lost my voice. Oh, I talked about that. Yeah, I started losing my voice last week, and gave me a nice raspy Tom Waits-ish voice for like 3 days, 3 to 4 days last week. After the third day, I really was, well, can you hear that? Bet you can. It's a very sensitive microphone. I'm sure it's picking up the sound of water running in the next room. Jeez. Hang on. All right. I had to wait. I didn't realize I have been doing this fucking podcast, weekly diary, audio diary, whatever. This thing that I do, that I do every week, I've been doing for 5 years, 5 years now, maybe 6 years. Jesus, how long have I been fucking doing this? Anyway, it doesn't matter. A while. And I didn't realize that it's the first time that I've been, I mean, this is a second location. So John, get your shit together. Okay. I didn't realize that I've been recording this 4 inches, like next to a wall that is 4 inches from the other side of the shower. Like, it's just like right there. It's got to be less than 6 inches thick when the shower cuts on and the water goes out. I've never had my wife taking a shower when I was trying to record a podcast, and it's just deafening. I'm like, oh, let's not do that. So I had to wait. Sorry. I don't even remember maybe I should rewind and listen to what the fuck I was talking about. I'm not going to, because that requires effort. I was talking about getting sick and I sounded like Tom Waits-ish. Yeah. Without the writing ability. And after 4 days of it, it was like 3 days. So it was starting on day four and my voice wasn't getting better. And I started to kind of go, man, I don't know. It's been over 72 hours. You know, shouldn't I get some kind of shit? Like, shouldn't I get something? Aren't you supposed to take antibiotics or some shit? That shows you what, you know, what I know about the medical field. That's going to come up later. About, you know, I know doctor shit. No, I don't. I don't have any idea. But what I do know is that we now pay for health insurance for me through my wife's really good job. So, but included in the health insurance is teledoc stuff. I get an appointment with the doctor through my phone and like just a quick checkup, and it doesn't cost me anything. It's not technically free, because we pay every month for it because it's health insurance. But anyway, but I don't have to go to like the clinic, or I don't have to go to make a doctor's appointment. And so I did it. I get the doctor on the phone. Now this is Friday. So it's Friday afternoon, which is not the best time to get a teledoc or to see anybody in the medical community. It's a Friday afternoon because they're almost done. You know, you're talking to them. It's about 2 p.m. They're done seeing people in about an hour and a half. And then they're done with all work probably in about 2 hours, officially 3 hours. But then they just, you know, like everybody else, last hour of work of the work week doesn't count. Like, it's like, we're not counting this shit. So he is rushing me through, and I'm like, he's yaying me. I mean, politely, but I can sense he's just trying to get me off the phone. But, and I'm just like, yeah, so I've got the, you know, I'm hoarse, I'm not coughing, but you know, it's a little bit of a sore throat, but my lymph nodes aren't swollen. But I'm like, I'm just wondering, do I need some kind of antibiotics or something? And he tells me, he goes, no, we don't do antibiotics until it's like 7 to 10 days of this. I'm like, Jesus, 7 to 10 days. Like business days? Like, what the fuck does that mean? And, but he goes, but I'm describing the symptoms. And he's like, well, you know, it could be COVID. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't have the headache behind the eyes thing. And also, I know my body. It's like, it could be COVID. You should get tested. He goes, but otherwise, just something about a saline drip and take some Mucinex. Okay, and then, all right, okay, bye-bye. And that was it. Now, kind of a waste of time, except for two things. Number one, he mentioned the word Mucinex, which I had not thought of. So we got some of that. Like cough drops and then also some pills for the, you know, over the counter pills. And it started working. By the way, I've started clearing up the next day. By Sunday, Saturday I was feeling better. Sunday I sounded normal. Like it was probably all already on the way out. That's number one. Number two, while it was a waste of time, it didn't cost me any money and I didn't have to go anywhere. Sometimes you just need validation. You just need somebody to go, it's nothing. You just need somebody in a lab coat to say, you're fine. Even if they're dismissive, just to be like, it's going to be all right. You're overreacting. You're making a big deal out of it. It's not a big deal. And the fact that I could get that done and not cost me any money, and I didn't have to fucking go anywhere and wait in the stupid waiting room with a bunch of other people who are sick, who would then really get me sick, was fantastic. But here's the other thing. I did get a COVID test just to be safe. Even though I know I didn't have COVID. I knew I didn't have COVID. But what the fuck? Let's have Amazon deliver a COVID test that I'll take it, you know, when I want. And I'll have a separate one back up. Took the COVID test. Negative. But the doctor said, there's a lot of COVID. That's the symptoms. That sounds like COVID. Listen up. Here's the thing about that. I realize that guy's a doctor. And he went to medical school. He's not a extremely experienced doctor because those have he doesn't have an established practice where he makes so much money that he doesn't do teledoc stuff because it's not worth his time. So this is an up and coming doctor. I don't know. Probably a medical. It may even be a medical student who I just saw. I don't know. But even if it was a bona fide doctor, probably was a bona fide doctor. I'm probably just giving him shit. Doesn't matter if it's a doctor of 30 years. That motherfucker has the same amount of experience with COVID as I do. The same number of years. I have also been studying COVID for 4 years. You know what I mean? It's not like, I studied COVID in medical school. No, you fucking didn't. You studied it in the school of life with the rest of us. We were fucking, you know, scared into staying home, even though I didn't. But we were scared into theoretically staying home while we're just researching every possible thing. We're reading every single study, you know, with questionable data. So our data was more, well, what did my dad go through when he got COVID and had to go to the hospital? What did my, you know, what did my, you know, family, what did my friends go through when they had COVID? What did I go through when I had COVID? Like, so, you know, same kind of thing. I am an idiot though. So like, I'm just saying you didn't go to school for COVID. We all went through the same boot camp and the same, we've all had the same experience. Sure. You've seen more people with COVID, but I've seen me. And the key, and here's the thing. You can go off of symptoms all day fucking long. You can go off all the symptoms that you've seen people that have had COVID, and you've seen different things that people have gone through, and you know what they look like and how they sound, and you've seen different people with different other factors have COVID. But the one thing that really is the main factor when it comes to getting the vid is that you have to be around people. And I don't hang around people. You don't know that about me, but I, you know, as I pretending to say this to the doctor, who if he stayed on long enough, I might have been able to, but he was like, okay, bye. What I'm saying is I know me. And the reason that I know that I don't have COVID is I don't hang around anybody. Talk about 6 to 10 feet apart from people, always. That's default. So I know I didn't get it. And I was right. Because I hang around no one. I've gotten COVID once, and I got it from my wife. And she got it because we were in Chicago on vacation. But the only reason I could ever get COVID is from my wife. So she's got to get it first. She didn't get it, so I know I didn't get it. Because if I'm going to get COVID, I'm going to get it 4 days after her. That's kind of how it works. Yeah. So I did, I got the fifth treatment, the BCG treatment for my, which is basically, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome. You may want to go back a bit. You're entering in the third act, blind. No. I rarely think this is somebody's first episode ever. I can see when people, by the way, I do get like reports of like downloads. Like if I get mass downloads, that's how I know if somebody's new, because they'll do something like they'll subscribe to the podcast and whatever service that they use, if they hit subscribe, that service will then give them like the last 100 episodes. It's just boom. Here you go. Here's the past 2 years. Catch up. And that's too much. You definitely don't want to binge me. I'm not bingeable. Maybe I am, but it's probably better just 20 to 30 minute chunks. That's probably it. You don't want to, I don't know if I'm binge worthy. So, but I get the treatments, right? And here's what they are. BCG is a, is short for the type of vaccine. It's a, I can't even remember the name. It's a vaccine, that also acts as what they do is they put it into your bladder, and then you have to hold it for 2 hours while it's in your bladder. Now they take there's nothing else in your bladder. So it's not like you have to go to the bathroom because it's a very small amount of liquid, but you hold it in your bladder for like 2 hours and then you pee it out. And it's this kind of, and it's this stuff that it's actually, the instructions are, is after you pee it out, you have to pour bleach into the toilet bowl, which makes you feel really great about having that in your body. And then afterwards, it says the instructions, and I've said this a couple of weeks ago, the instruction says to, after you've urinated it out of your body, wash your hands and genitals. And I was like, you mean take a shower? You mean take a shower? I'm not just going to give myself a hobo bath in my own sink. I'm going to wash my hands and genitals. I'm just going to take a shower and then cover those areas. It's really dumb instructions. So, but the way they do that is they put a catheter in you and then they pour the liquid in there, and then the catheter gets it all the way into your bladder, and then they take the catheter out, which sounds painful. And it's not, I wouldn't say painful, more like just uncomfortable, because it's sticking a catheter into you. And I noticed, this is my fifth treatment. I got one more next week and I'm done. But I noticed out of the five treatments, I had two different technicians, a male and a female. When the female did the procedure, and the procedure's real quick. I mean, they're basically done. It takes about 2 minutes, maybe less. But I noticed that when the female was doing, technician did it, there was less discomfort, i.e. some pain, than when the male technician was doing it, which is, I don't know, that my initial thought was that because dudes are like, it's whatever, you know, guys are tough, they can do it. Whereas the female's probably like, male genitalia is very fragile. I should handle with care. Like, that was my initial thought. But turns out, because last week I asked the guy, I went, hey, is there by chance, do you guys all use the standard, this catheter? Is this the only size catheter you guys use for this kind of process? One size fits all? And he goes, well, no, we've got one that's, this is a 16, I don't remember if it was millimeter, I don't remember the gauge. The number, who knows what it means, but what the number stands for. But the gauge of the catheter was 16. He said, but we also have a 14, but we don't use it, you know, for special occasions. For people with, as Hank Hill said, a narrow urethra. He said, but they don't use that typically because it's a narrower gauge. When you're pouring in the medicine, it takes way longer to get into you than the normal one. I went, oh, okay. So they said, you know, the guy told me this at the end of, because it was, there was some discomfort last week, was not happy with it. Well, this week, hardly any discomfort at all. I'm having the female technician, and I asked her, when it was done, I said, what's the gauge of that catheter you just used? And she looked at the package and she goes, yeah, this is a 14. Is that okay? Did you want it? I'm like, no, it's fine. She said she always uses the 14. So now I'm thinking, what the fuck is this? If you've got two sizes of catheter, a 16 and a 14, which is based on gauge and girth, and you're shoving it down a guy's pee hole, Wouldn't you start with the smaller one? Why would you start with the bigger one? What the fuck is that about? Well, it takes longer when you pour the liquid in. Well, that doesn't hurt. Why don't you go with an even thinner one? Why don't you go with a 12 gauge? Why don't you go way less? Dude, find me a 4 gauge and I'll sit there for 20 minutes while you pour the liquid in that and have zero pain. I don't give a fuck how long it takes to pour the liquid into me. You can't even feel it. Is that for you? You know, oh, it takes me longer to pour. Who gives a fuck how long it takes you? This is my afternoon. I don't care how long it takes. I'm already here. I'm paying for this shit. Why would you default for the thicker one? That's dumb. That's like finding out that if you got that you could check, you could be tested for prostate cancer, that there was another option. Like the finger in the ass is like the normal option, but the second option is you could just do a simple blood test. Like that's it. By the way, if I Google that shit, is that true? Hold on. Let me see here. Can you check for prostate cancer with a blood test? Let's see. There is, but it says it isn't perfect and will not find all prostate cancers. Okay. But what I'm saying is, what if it was easier, like if there was an antigen test that could find, that was just as effective as a finger in the ass? Like, but that's just the second option. Like, they're like, hey, we're going to do we're going to check you for prostate. We're going to check your prostate. Okay. Is there another option? Oh yeah, we could take a sample. We could take a blood sample and get the same results. Lead with the blood sample. Don't lead with a finger in the ass. This is the same thing. This is worse. Because this is a dumb fuck who looked on the shelf and was like, I'm gonna go with the bigger one. I got a busy day today. This is more convenient for me. That's fucking crazy. There needs to be like, I don't know if I need to find like a, I don't know if I need to Yelp this. Like, I don't, it's, cause it's not the doctor. It's like, how do you Yelp or leave a Google review just in, maybe I need to find like urologist for the, and just Google review and just go ask for the 14 gauge. Trust me. Go 14 or go home. I mean, I got one more treatment next week. I'm going to go in there and go, do you have a 10? What's the lowest one you've got? That's crazy, man. Stillsoberpod@gmail.com for any questions or comments that are positive to neutral. Yeah, I got nothing for you recovery related. I'm just, today was all about, let's talk about John's health. Shall we? So, appreciate it. We'll see you next week. All right, later, bye. For the piercing skin, come back down to earth again. Creeping deep inside. Disconnect the telephone line.